Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now, first this afternoon, the US President Donald Trump insists Russian President Vladimir Putin has let him down amid efforts to stop the war in Ukraine. Mr. Trump was speaking at a major press conference with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer within the past short while as his unprecedented second state visit comes to an end. However, America and Britain still appear diametrically opposed on how to end the destruction of Gaza. Our reporter Barry Lenhan is in London and he's been keeping a very close eye on all these proceedings for Barry, what happened?
Yeah, the press conference at Chequers just over within the past half hour or so, Sarah. The two men speaking for around three quarters of an hour, answering and fielding questions from journalists. Now, coming into this, there were several disagreements between the pair, or potential disagreements on Epstein, on the Middle East, on Ukraine. But the one area where potentially there could be some breakthrough, it was felt, was on the matter of Ukraine. Of course, Keir Starmer and the British government disposed towards Kyiv. Donald Trump more lukewarm towards Vladimir Zelensky. But when asked about Ukraine, Donald Trump, he said that Vladimir Putin had let him down in the efforts to end the war in Ukraine. And he also said at the end of the press conference that he was waiting on European countries to reduce their reliance on Russian oil before he decides to apply any more of his own pressure on Vladimir Putin. So really clear at this stage, perhaps, that the once bromance between Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin, if you will, is now perhaps at an end. Let's have a listen to some of those proceedings.
We're also working together to end the killing in Ukraine. In recent days, Putin has shown his true face, mounting the biggest attacks since the invasion began and unprecedented violations of NATO airspace. These are not the actions of someone who wants peace.
The one that I thought would be easiest would be because of my relationship with President Putin, but he's let me down. He's really let me down. Was going to be Russia and Ukraine, but we'll see how that turns out. But that turned out to be, I thought it might be among the easiest of the group, but we had settled just about every conflict. And as you know, we're working very hard on Israel and Gaza. Complex, but it's going to get done.
Yeah, and speaking of that conflict, Barry, where do the two men stand on the conflict in the Middle East?
And the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer really caught between a rock and a hard place on this one, with the London Lord Mayor Sadiq Khan, an influential figure within his own party, going today as far as calling what's happening in Gaza as a genocide, something which Mr. Starmer has stopped short of doing. Now, we do know in the coming days the British government is to formally recognise Palestine as a state, and many questions on this to both men. This was really the trickiest element of the press conference, both for Mr. Starmer and for Mr. Trump. The president, American president, asked, well, what do you think of Mr. Starmer waiting until you're gone, President Trump, until he recognises Palestine as a sovereign state? And President Trump asked, put to him, well, you're the man who could put pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu to end it all. Here's what both Starmer and Trump had to say.
We are working together to end the humanitarian catastrophe in the Middle East, get the aid in, free the hostages, and ultimately bring Israel and the region back towards a comprehensive plan which can deliver peace and security for Israelis and Palestinians alike.
I want the hostages released now, right now, not one, two, we'll give you three more tomorrow, you know, like it's been, but we're the ones that got all the hostages released. We got many, many, they came, many came to the Oval Office, and I think it's going to be okay, but it has been a brutal period of time. I have a disagreement with the Prime Minister on that score. Okay. One of our few disagreements, actually.
Barry, it was highly anticipated that both men would face awkward questions from the media today about the convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Did that come to pass?
And the ghost of the convicted paedophile has hung over this trip and indeed put on the pillar of Windsor Castle the other night as well. But really, very few questions, if at all, on Jeffrey Epstein and the Peter Mandelson affair until the very end, when the Sky political editor Beth Rigby asked this one.
Finally, if I may, the elephant in the room, Lord Mandelson, he is no longer the ambassador. Do you have some sympathy with him that he lost his job over historic links to Jeffrey Epstein. Thank you very much, sir.
I don't know him, actually. I had heard that, and I think maybe the Prime Minister would be better speaking of that. That was a choice that he made, and I don't know. What is your answer to that?
Well, I mean, it's very straightforward. Some information came to light last week which wasn't available when he was appointed, and I made a decision about it, and that's very clear.
And of course, Vice President J.D. Vance has previously been very critical about Britain over the issue of free speech following the assassination of Charlie Kirk last week. Did those criticisms feature in the press conference?
They were also put to both men, with the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer saying that free speech has lived long in Great Britain. It was a value of the place, he said. But he also defended arrests that had been made around online posts over here as well. The issue around Jimmy Kimmel, of course, the US talk show host who was suspended overnight for comments pertaining to President Trump and to Charlie Kirk. They were also put to both men, and in particular the American president. And here's what happened.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel was fired because he had bad ratings more than anything else. And he said a horrible thing about a great gentleman known as Charlie Kirk. And Jimmy Kimmel is not a talented person. He had very bad ratings and they should have fired him a long time ago. So, you know, you can call that free speech or not. He was fired for lack of talent.
We'll be discussing that a little bit later on in more detail. Barry, anything else of note at this highly anticipated press conference?
In the end, perhaps not as many questions or as many pinch points as one might have expected, maybe bar the disagreements on the Middle East. And the feeling here, perhaps on Downing Street and on Whitehall, is that the British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, who's had a torrid week politically before Mr. Trump's visit, that maybe he might breathe a sigh of relief now at the end of everything.
Barry Lenihan in London, thank you very much. And as I say, we'll be returning to issues around this after 5 o'clock.